Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, my goodness, friends. We're going to try this again. We have the eight-time world heavyweight champion, Nikita Koloff. He's going to be joining us today. The first time, Sandestin, I believe we were in Florida, where there wasn't enough connection concerning Wi-Fi where we could pull them up, okay? We usually cross-check all that stuff. We got there. We were told everything was fine. We get connected. Didn't work. Then what we did is we tried it again last week when we got back home in the saddle here in the state of Minnesota, and boy, we got dumped on again today, finally. But with that said, friends, all of a sudden, everything just froze up. So strike two, we got one more strike to go. Let's see what happens. But again, friends, we have eight-time world heavyweight champion Nikita Koloff, who's turned preacher, and we're going to get his download and his ministry in just a couple minutes here. I wanted to show you this really quick because it's important that you see what's going on. What you're seeing over in Ukraine has nothing to do with America outside of the fact that we know that Biden and his son Hunter are invested into the Ukraine, just like Hillary Clinton is invested into Russia, and just like Barack Hussein Obama and others were invested into China. Okay, so let's quit acting like this is real as to what's going on. Consider the source, Ephesians 4:14. And when you consider the source, you can see that this is all distraction. Why do I say that? Well, Americans can't afford gas, but Congress just gave themselves a 21% raise. Now, I brought that up on Friday, but again, I think we should all pay attention to what's going on here, because while you were sleeping over the last couple nights, did you know they just passed a $1.5 trillion spending bill? Just wanted to make sure you all understood as to what you're being distracted from, friends. And notice you see a picture of this criminal, Nancy Pelosi, who's done this how many times? She's a repeat criminal. The American people let her do what she does, and she's going to do what you allow her to do. And that's what she's doing. And you look at old cocaine trafficking Mitch McConnell, you know, the good guy. Look at this goat. How many times has this guy sold out the American people? Look at his connections to that of China. A couple weeks ago, we highlighted all the good guys that are sold to you as the Republicans, unconstitutional, but the American people take it on anyways. But how many of them were selling you out to China? Okay, so quit acting, Americans, like this isn't really happening. Okay, again, while you were sleeping, they just passed a $1.5 trillion spending bill. On a 68-31 vote, the Senate passed the 2,700-page, $1.5 trillion omnibus bill containing all 12 fiscal 2022 spending bills. $13.6 billion of American taxes will be given to the Ukraine, not having any time at all to review its nearly 3,000 pages of content. Boy, that's interesting. Okay, so they create the chaos. They bring in the order. Everybody's all eyes are on Ukraine now. And now your government wants to take how much of this money and give it to the Ukraine? Folks, the globalists are laughing at you. They're strengthening themselves against you on a global basis. Does anybody see this for what it is? Or is this just me? And does that make me special? Absolutely not. What else is happening through all of this distraction right now, friends? Well, let me bring you over to something I just received, because I get all these alerts, friends. The National Association for Gun Rights. Listen carefully. This is what was reported. And this came in on Saturday. And just like that, it tells us Biden gets to sign his first gun control bill as president. On Thursday night, the United States Senate passed H.R. 2471, the massive omnibus bill that House Democrats, right, they got to blame somebody, but they're both in on it, had injected with the anti-gun version of the so-called Violence Against Women Act, okay? And then what it does is, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Notice on social media platforms, all of the good guys that are sold to you as Republicans in your government, friends, are the ones that just played the Judas on every single one of you. If this is applicable concerning what's going on in your state, here it is, again. You are being sold out. They're attacking your rights. And friends, this is the kind of stuff that I continuously highlight, making it known to the American people. You got to slow your roll. Don't be distracted by smoke and mirrors and these dog and pony shows, by these clowns in the circus of politics on the world stage, because that's all it is. Wherever the cameras go, the sheep will follow them. Wherever the cameras go, the sheep will follow them. Okay? And what I'm trying to get you to understand is what Ben Franklin rightly said, one of our forefathers. He was the one that said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. It's exactly what they're doing through this distraction as to what's going on in the Ukraine right now. Over the weekend, I took the time to show the American people in 53 countries that are listening to us as to who Volodymyr and Zelensky truly is. Volodymyr Zelensky, who he truly is. He's a comedian, he's an actor, and he's a homosexual. And somehow he just mysteriously pops into power as the president of Ukraine just in time to take what concerning this omnibus bill that was illegally passed while you were sleeping over the weekend? A transference of funds to who? Third world countries. Remember, we've been warning you about this, friends? Well, guess what? Here we are again. This could all be stopped when 350 million people actually love God enough, 86% of, to those that love God enough, you know, 86% that profess to be Christians, if you really loved him enough, you'd keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments to keep and to do them, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, the list goes on. If we love him, then we obey him. And the Bible tells us in the New Testament, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. I mean, do it for your own sakes, Americans. Look what they're doing. And Americans, you have known this for decades in this country, but they're going to do it again, and they did it again. And the only thing that we can do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is warn you as to how this is going to play out if you don't put a stop to it. Read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back with 8-time world heavyweight champion Nikita Koloff, turned preacher, and we're going to try to get caught up, and hopefully we can make it all the way through this interview. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. So therefore, you know who we follow. No king but King Jesus, and our appeal is made to heaven, period. Just so we all know, okay? If you want to call in, we got a guest right now. We'll do our best to get you in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to do a little bit of an introduction before I pull Nikita up, because what I did is I did some homework. Now, Nikita Koloff is the 8-time world heavyweight champion wrestling, okay? And this is what I found. This is from the NWA in 1987. I'm going to let him respond once we bring him up here concerning this little introduction that we have going on, in fact. And, again, here is Nikita Koloff. Check this out, folks.
And here's another one. The NWA World Television Champion, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Italy, you got another life following the What a great victory, my world heavyweight champion, Ron Garvin. Ron Garvin, you and I are friends. And I would like to be world heavyweight champion. Something for you to think about. Now, Stuck in Life, Tony. The superpowers are getting ready for Stuck in Life. I know Dusty Rhodes is getting ready. And I'm getting ready for you, Terry Taylor. Last week, you come out here to say the bad thing about Nikita Koloff. Well, Terry Taylor, you talk all you want to talk. But now it's time. You talk. All you want to talk, Terry Taylor. But Stuck in Life, Terry Taylor. I got many fans, Terry Taylor. Just like the people out here today, Terry Taylor. Many fans who expect Nikita Koloff to win. Terry Taylor, Stuck in Life. is going to be.
Okay, so with that said, friends, what I want to do is I want to pull up Nikita real quick here and give it to you, friends. Welcome to the show, Nikita. I got to say that that's got to, first of all, kill your throat, number one. Number two, how did a Minnesota boy, how did you go from Minnesota to a Russian villain here in America?
Oh, man. People want me to talk like that all the time. They did last week in the church I was at. They're like, oh, let me just hear it one time. I'm going to go watch YouTube. I can't take it anymore. My throat can't take it. Hey, great to be with you, Bradley. Two thoughts came to mind. If at first you don't succeed, try again, and third time's a charm. Here we are.
Amen. You know what? And I heard Sam talking to you during the time that you guys were hooking up here on Zoom, and we've never experienced anything like that. So there is a warfare, and it's just another sign that we're on the right track. But we finally got you on. We're happy to have you. Nikita, will you do me a favor and go ahead? You got about 155 cities listening to you right now, 53 countries. So in other words, you get a lot of folks listening, and I want you to introduce yourself to them so they can get a little understanding as to who you are and where it is that you came from, and we'll get to where you are now.
I appreciate it. I'll try to be very brief, and obviously my English has improved quite a bit from that what you just played for everybody. Hail from the great state of Minnesota. Came to the Carolinas, Charlotte, North Carolina, 1984. Taking advantage of a door of opportunity that opened for professional wrestling, not something I dreamed of as a child. I was passionate about bodybuilding and football, but an opportunity opened up, and I took advantage of it. And it was a meteoric rise to, some say, stardom, where within 13 months, I was the world tag team champion with Uncle Ivan Koloff, six-man champion with Don Kernodle. And I was wrestling at the very first ever Great American Bash against the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, for the world heavyweight title in front of about 30-something thousand people. So it was a meteoric rise, and then I left wrestling. And again, I'm condensing it down. If people want more of the story, they can buy one of the books and get more of the story, go online on the website. But I left abruptly under my own terms at the end of 1992 and found myself at an altar and surrendering my heart and my life to Jesus, 17 October 1993. And from that moment, Bradley, on, I've since traveled now to all 50 states, 30 different countries. I've preached in over 1,200 churches. To an audience as little as one, to as big as 73,000 in Jamaica. I've written books. I have my own podcast, radio show, and soon on MorningstarTV.com, launching tomorrow night my own television version of the radio show, the Man Up Show. Conferences, camps. That's just some of what I'm doing, Brad.
Amen. And now, I think we had this conversation when I was at Morningstar there with you, that you were, was that message given by Dave Reaver that you got saved at? Is that how that all transpired, or who was preaching during that particular time, or was it just the Holy Ghost coming in to convict to bring about repentance?
It was a Holy Ghost divine appointment meeting time for me on a Sunday morning at a church in Concord, North Carolina, an Assemblies of God church there in Concord, and I was on the path of, you know, having left wrestling, what does life hold next for Nikita Koloff? And so, in fact, I write about it in my book, Wrestling with Success. I was successful, 8-time world champion, as you announced. By the way, that interview about Terry Taylor in the next room from where I'm sitting, I have that actual belt I won from him in 1987 in Chicago. FYI. But all that to say, Bradley, it was just a divine appointment. What's life hold next? Successful but unfulfilled. Invited to a church by a Christian couple I had met in other business ventures. And that's what led me to the altar. No particular message, just a conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That I needed a relationship with Jesus, which I did not have prior to that day of decision.
Amen. So let me ask you this then. So compared to, you know, the Bible talks about putting off the old man, putting on the new man. What's the difference that you're living out today concerning the life that you lived in the past? I mean, what is it that Christ has done? We know the Bible tells us that Jesus came into the world to manifest himself, to destroy the works of the devil in our life. And we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, Ephesians 2:8. But there's also a divine life. We're called to be partakers of the divine nature. What does that partaking of the divine nature look like compared to that of the old?
It's a great question. So you know, part of my story is not like, well, you know, I was delivered from drug addiction and,
right,
you know, I was an alcoholic or any of that, because I wasn't. I really didn't do any of that. You know, I was just out there in the world serving myself, satisfying, if you want to say, my flesh, if you will. And just, you know, just running the world, you know, as a wrestler, traveling with this fame. And I like to say it was my world. You were just living in it.
Amen.
And interestingly, from age 12, growing up, kind of falling in love with football and bodybuilding, you know, I'd set a vision for my life at age 12. And when I made that decision that day to surrender my heart and began to read the Bible, And from that encounter, it was a real encounter with Jesus. That was the first of my knowledge that somebody else had a plan for my life. You might say the ultimate calling, Bradley. And what's interesting is when I look at my wrestling career, I flew on airplanes, I rented cars, I stayed in hotels, I talked to microphones in front of cameras to entertain crowds. And now I look at all my travels over the last 28 plus years. Oh, let's see. I fly on airplanes. I rent cars. I stay in hotels. I talk on microphones in front of cameras,
yeah,
not to entertain a crowd, but to bring a much greater message. So really, wrestling, God's sense of humor, in my view, wrestling was just training for the ultimate call,
yeah,
of my life, which was evangelist / minister.
Absolutely, and that's what it is. It goes from I am magnifying myself to meeting him who brings you to nothing so you can understand who he is, to give a message to magnify him. And that's the cross, and that is the power of God unto salvation. And that's a real testimony. And that, as a matter of fact, it tells us that in the book of Jeremiah, that the testimony of Jesus Christ is prophecy, and you can't give what you ain't got, but if you got it, you can give it, and you better do it. And
that's what it seems
to be here.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. I just tag this on too. I mean, when I encountered Christ, it was, I like to say that it was the real deal. I mean, it wasn't lip service. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go to this altar and pray prayer and then nothing changed. No, everything changed. I mean, from my motives to my mindset to words coming out of my mouth to my attitude. And it's been a journey, but man, everything changed.
Amen. We got a hard break coming up, folks. We're talking to 8-time world heavyweight champion Nikita Koloff. And I want to talk about, when we come back on the other side, as to what is it that you're preaching from the pulpits as you go to the men to get away from this effeminization taking place on a global scale. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House is saying they're considering the possibility of President Joe Biden traveling to Europe in the next few weeks. The trip, which would focus on the war in Ukraine and aim to reassure America's allies in the region, has yet to be finalized. U.S. officials in Brussels, home to NATO, is the probable location. Any Biden travel to Europe would follow Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Poland and Romania last week, and a number of people on the Biden staff stayed behind in Europe to help plan for a possible presidential visit. A 3-year-old boy accidentally shot his mother to death as the family was sitting in their car in a suburban Chicago supermarket parking lot. The family was sitting in the car outside a Food for Less store when the boy somehow found a gun and fired it, striking his mother. Authorities say the boy's father was in custody after indicating that he owned the gun. No charges have yet been filed as the police continue their investigation. This is USA Radio News. Republican lawmakers are beginning to express concern over Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's representation of Guantanamo Bay prisoners. It's been a topic of closed-door conversations with GOP senators and Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Jackson's work is likely to be brought up again during the committee hearings next week. Senator Josh Hawley, the representative from Missouri, said he mentioned Jackson's Guantanamo Bay work during his meeting with her. The senator added that he thought her work on the cases while in private practice was interesting and a little concerning. Even though gas prices have stayed steady over the last 2 days, the average price of regular grade gasoline has shot up a whopping 79 cents over the last 2 weeks to a record setting $4.43 a gallon. The new price exceeds by 32 cents the prior all-time high of $4.11 set in July of 2008. The price at the pump today is $1.54 higher than it was just 1 year ago. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with this.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Talking to the 8-time world heavyweight champion, Nikita Koloff. Now, Nikita, you had talked a couple times about some of these books that you have. Do you happen to have copies of them, and would you like to drive them to your website, please?
Yeah, it's exactly where they can get them, Koloff.net. Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, life story, actually newly updated last year with 7 or 8 new chapters. I go back as far as I can in memory and bring them right up to speed, up to current speed on my life story and the history of wrestling, pro wrestling, back to the 1800s, Ring of Redemption. And then what I mentioned about, you know, successful but unfulfilled, wrestling was success with a good friend of mine, Jeffrey Gittery. We co-labored on this one together. This will challenge you. This one is motivational. This one is inspirational. And you may want both inspiration and motivation. And, hey, hold on the break. Hold on.
Nice. Is
come
that
on.
Now to the viewer, Gary, that looks Taylor, like real gold. Is that real gold, Nikita?
Yeah, I can't say that it's real. Maybe 48 plated. Gary Taylor, you go down.
I got some people on social media platforms right now. Nikita, what a great guy. People identify with who you are. Some people are talking about Hulk Hogan versus King Kamala. I'm curious, now that that was brought up in this discussion on social media platforms, how many of those wrestlers of the past actually got saved that are Christians now that may be doing some of the things that you're doing today?
So just a short list. So Uncle Ivan invited Ivan to a revival in 1995. Had a radical moment at the altar where he's literally got delivered of drug addiction, alcohol, tobacco. I don't know another cuss word ever came out of his mouth up to the day of his passing. So wow. Ivan Koloff,
amen.
I had a role in the profession of faith of Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal. The Total Package Lex Luger and I actually conducted camp. The shirt I'm wearing, Man Camp. Him and I facilitated camp together. Magnum TA, Maggot TA from the old days, HBK, Shawn Michaels, Sting. I had a chance to witness the Sting in 1995 and found out in August of 98 he surrendered his life to the Lord.
Amen.
AJ Styles. Amen. So that's a short list.
Yeah, I'm feeling this. That's what I'm amening over here. I'm having church with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20, and that's exactly how the anointing drops. And I just praise God for the opportunity, even to have you on here, Nikita. I got to be honest with you. We came out there. We did some stuff over at the college. We did some programming over with the high schools, but my wife, as a matter of fact, during the break, I asked her if she wanted to come down and say hello to Nikita. She said, you know, out of the time that we had, because we did a 75-hour round trip in about 15 different states, I asked the kids every time we do something, so what was your highlight over the last trip? What was your highlight? Nikita came up. And my wife said, you know, out of the time that we had, she said, the light that I found was when we were sitting there with Nikita. And truth be told, and praise God for that, because we need that witness. So when you keep making the point of, you know, I wasn't, in other words, I wasn't talked into man concerning salvation. It was the Christ that did what he did. That's, as we call it here in the ministry, the real stuff. And that is hard to find. It really, truly is. So we appreciate it in so many different ways. So now let's go over to Nikita Koloff, the preacher. What is your message, and whom is it that you're going? And I'm just curious to know what it is that you have to say when you are speaking to all these arenas that you're going to.
Man, I appreciate that. The overarching message to the body of Christ, the church at large, if you will, like I did yesterday, is this, that I'm convinced, you know, things are accelerating here. Jesus himself said in Matthew 25:13, I think, no, you know, nobody knows the hour, the day, or the time of his return. We do know from Scripture, all through the Old Testament, he was coming, and he did. And now we know that he's coming back, because he said he is. And so the overarching message is, be ready. Be ready. Whether he comes back 100 years from now, or he comes back before we finish this interview, be ready. And or
amen.
Are you ready? And if you are ready, then help others get ready. So don't just be selfish and prepare yourself for his return. Help others get ready. In other words, disciple others. So be ready. Help others get ready. And I'm tired, Bradley, of these two words, silent majority. I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
And I feel the church has been silent for too long. So my challenge to the church is stand up, rise up, speak truth in love with boldness. Sprinkle it with grace. That's the church at large. Now, all that said, real quick, the men have been a real focus for me, because in my view, and this hasn't happened overnight, this has been over decades, that men have been emasculated, and I know why God gave me a heart for men now. I've been reaching out to men since 2006. I've facilitated over 70 of these man camps, and the challenge to men is to man up, hence the name of the radio show, the TV show, the podcast, and the man camp, is to man up. Be a godly man, a godly husband, and a godly father, and we're going to do our best at our conferences and our camps, like I did last Saturday, to educate you, to equip you, to empower you, and then deploy you back home. For all the ladies that are watching or listening, our goal is to send your men back home to be godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers, to serve the family and serve their community. That's it in a nutshell.
Amen. And what's the response? I'm curious.
I mean, it's been a tremendous response. I mean, we've seen, I got a lot of great feedback from the conference last weekend. We bring this into local churches, local communities, I facilitate this usually on a Saturday, and I preach on a Sunday. And, man, already these men, I'll probably get two or three men who will come out of the conference and go, I want to go deeper. I want to go to that five-day camp. And so some of them will come in April in Georgia to our camp. And the men, go on the website, fullwalk.net. You'll see testimony after testimony after testimony, how marriages have been restored, relationships between fathers and sons and fathers and daughters. It's just more than we have time to tell, honestly.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That's one of the things that I've noticed in the church in America over the last 23 years. There's a lot of effeminacy going on, and it's, to me, for a better way of saying it, I came out of the rock and roll scene. So we were touring across the rock, you know, the United States of America, playing the rock stars, doing everything that we shouldn't have been doing. And everything was accessible for the most part. But in saying that, from going from that to coming into the church, I got to tell you and be honest with you about it, Nikita, was I was blindsided because I thought when I came into the church, it was going to be a whole different world. But what I found for, in all truth be told, a majority of what I seen is I found the snakes in the middle of the church in a big way. And I seen as to what you said earlier, now I understand why the Lord raised me up to go to men. I understand why the Lord raised me up, because it was like Peter going to that of the uncircumcision. I'm sorry, Peter going to the circumcision and Paul going to the uncircumcision. So you're going to what you're really not qualified to do, but God qualifies you to do it. And that's exactly what I've seen. But I've noticed it, and I see it all over the place. I see it from the pulpits across America. They're fraternizing with the enemy. I see that, again, the effeminization of men, along with even the diplomacy, where Ben Franklin said, diplomacy is where it's seduction in another guise, where men compromise, where two men get together and they both know it's wrong, but they go with it anyways. That's what I see. And I got to say this, and I'll give it over to you in a moment here. D. James Kennedy told me the greatest advocate to the gay agenda, to abortion, to illegal immigration in America is the professors in the church in America today. It's a lack of Christianity. And that's what I see all over the place. The real deal out there is as rare as hen's teeth, for a better way of putting it. Is that true or is that not in your findings?
Well, again, in my experience, and let me just say this. I'm not saying every church has to be set up like a man cave, while at the same time, it also doesn't have to be set up like a flower shop, okay? That's just the pictures that popped in my head. There's got to be some balance there. And I want to say all the men out there, you can be a man's man, okay? I've trimmed down from my wrestling days. I've trimmed down from 285 pounds, 8% body fat, to about 220, 225 now, but I'm still going to be a man's man, but I'm also going to marry that with and be a godly man. So I'm going to marry those two together. And so I want to say that to you. I want to say that to you. Just be mindful of that. And to kind of really piggyback on what you're saying. Look, guys, come on, it's way past time. It really is, I'm going to emphasize it again, for the church to rise up and let our voices be heard. And whatever your role is, I would say this, Bradley, I'm going to make this statement. Your public life and your private life should match the test of integrity. Your public life and your private life should match the test of integrity. You can't be one person in church on Sunday, if you even go to church, and then be somebody else out there in the marketplace on Monday. You've got to be one of the same, behind closed doors with your family, in church on Sunday, and out there in the marketplace on Monday. You've got to be one of the same. Let's be real. Just be real. I'm not asking you to be perfect. Just be on that path of allowing the Lord to mold and shape you, put you on the potter's wheel, and mold and shape you into the image of Christ and be a light, salt and light to the world.
Amen. Okay, so folks, what I have going on right now is I'm talking to Nikita Koloff, 8-time world heavyweight champion. Nikita, do you want to go ahead and throw your books up one more time and drive us to your website, please?
Nikita, Tale of the Ring of Redemption, life story, inspirational, wrestling with success, motivational, Koloff.net. You can link to the podcast, buy the books, Find out more about Man Camp, all right there at Koloff.net.
Appreciate you, man. We'll talk at you soon. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
You too, my friend.
All you listeners out there.
To protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just had Nikita Koloff with us. I got to tell you, the time that we have here goes so quick. It really does. So I hope we didn't feel like we rushed any of that. I gave him as much time as I possibly could. And, again, the time that we spent, we just got off the road, as you all know, but the time that we spent when we were out doing the college and the high school, we spent a little time with Nikita, him and the kids. And I just got to tell you, I mean, he's a kick in the pants for a better way of saying it. He's a lot of fun to be around, a lot of life, and he's just a super cool guy. And as I've told you before, friends, we tried getting him on here at least two different times, and every time that we did it, it failed. It just fell right to the ground. So we were determined, and we said we're going to do this anyway. So we just got everything cross-checked. We pulled him up, and there you have it. So we want to introduce you to people that have been converted by the Christ. Read Psalm 19, verse 7 when you get a moment. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Read Galatians 3:24 as well. And again, friends, I'm just honored to have him. He's a super cool guy, and we'll have him again in the up and coming days, weeks, and or months, Lord willing, concerning the time allotted to us. Now, I wanted to show you something really quick, if I can get it up here as quick as possible, again, concerning the time that we've been allotted. And this is Nikita and the kids while we were out there, and I think I'm coming up on it. Yes, I am. There's Nikita and the kids right there. So he's a total kid magnet, loves the kids, And he's great with kids. So I can imagine how good he is with the guys as well, due to the fact that he came from what he came from. And so this is me and Nikita out there as well. And if you look to the right of that, this is him in his heyday. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's a big boy. He's a big boy. And that was one of the things that I noticed. Okay, so one of the things that Nikita talked about when speaking to the men across the country is really to man up. And again, in all honesty, we see this constantly. We see the women leading the charge. And yet, with all due respect to the women, it's not the place of the women to take the charge, but the women are taking the charge because the men are not doing what it is that they've been commanded by God to be. And that is the man. Okay? And so with that said, friends, I see it all over the place. And then I think to myself, wait a second, if the Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:2 that he's the author and the finisher of my faith, what is it that I'm going to look like? Oh, and can I stop for a moment there? Have you seen how they've take the Bible? Do you see how they've effeminized Jesus? Just as some little effeminate pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling everybody that the world is, everything is good, everything's okay. That is not him, and that's not his message. It never has been. As a matter of fact, even doing some homework on the effeminization of men and those in the church, one thing I noticed, and I stumbled upon it, was the fact that I noticed that preachers of old, I would look at their real pictures, and then I would see a modern-day version of what they look like. Here, I'm going to do my best to pull one up right now. And I caught it with John Wesley, the field prophet, back in the 1700s. And this is what I was doing. I was doing some of my homework, okay? So if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, look at the picture of John Wesley here. If you're looking it on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, again, it's not at all who John Wesley was. But look at how they've effeminized his look. They do this with all the men of old, I've noticed. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back now and I'm going to show you a picture of John Wesley and his rough countenance and who he really was, because these pictures are really hard to find concerning who they really were. This is the real John Wesley right here on the right. The man looks like he's gone through hell 13 different ways. Okay. But again, what they want to show you is some effeminate looking smiling preacher that doesn't fit the description of who they were. The same thing with Martin Luther King Jr. They've effeminized his look. The same thing of preachers of old. They effeminized the look of the preachers. Today's preachers are smiling. Never trust them. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. But the Bible says faithful are the wounds of a friend. And it also tells us that faithful witnesses deliver souls. Their countenances are completely different. Pictures of old, they look like they're war-torn. I just showed you a picture of John Wesley here, and it's exactly right. They look war-torn. But again, what they do is they want to modernize it, and they want to paint a picture of those that they are, in fact, not in any sense of the word. Now, here's another picture of John Wesley. Now, does he have a smile on his face, or does this guy look like he's gone through hell backwards? Well, through many trials and tribulations did he enter into the kingdom of heaven. But again, how do they want to sell him? They want to sell him as some effeminate little pansy. And this is across the board. So let me take it to Scripture really quick. Do you remember in Mark 8:27 through 33? Jesus went about and he talked to his disciples, and he asked his disciples, saying unto them, who do men say that I am? Okay, I just want to tear down the false imagery of who Christ is when he was here incarnate in the flesh. Okay, what did his disciples say? His disciples said, John the Baptist, that bad boy prophet, that lone prophet, the greatest prophet born of women ever, right? That pointed his finger at Herod and called him out for all of his evils. Luke 3:19, right? That's who they said people believed that Jesus was. Resurrected. Resurrected, okay? His disciples said John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. Remember who Elijah was, friends? And that spirit is very much alive today by the Holy Ghost, right? Elijah was the guy in 1 Kings 18 that went to the top of the mountain. That lone prophet took on the king and his wife, Ahab and Jezebel, and all the false prophets. And because that faithful lone prophet was faithful to the Lord showed up, dropped the fire, and consumed. And notice what the Bible says. All the people, they what? They killed the false prophets with the sword. Okay? So there's another one that they equated in parallel as to who men say that Jesus truly is. And then they go on, and others said one of the prophets. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there's different accounts, but one even says of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was the lone prophet that went to the face of the king and the face of the priests within their gates and reproved them before God and gave the message that you better repent or else. Isn't that crazy? And then Jesus comes along and said the only message that the Pharisees are going to get today, the religious hypocrites of the day are going to get, is that of Jonah. What was Jonah's message when he went to Nineveh? To repent. Well, that lines up with Matthew 3, too. Okay, now we're going back full circle as to Nikita Koloff and what he was talking about. And what was he talking about, friends? He was talking about men that need to man up. Well, if we're going back to Hebrews 12:2, if we have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, we're going to become just like him. Now, again, in parallel, in contrast, in 1 Peter 5:8, it tells us this, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, notice how the mockery comes on, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. As a roaring lion. Listen to me. This is Satan. As a roaring lion. But he's not the lion. Satan mocks everything Christ does. And if we know Scripture, we know what's true and what's not true. So listen to this. It tells us in Revelation 5:5, the Pharisees appear, right? Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Who's the Lion of the tribe of Judah? His name is Jesus. He's a man of war. He's the one that said, I came not to bring peace, but a sword, right? He's the one that brings in what? Division through the truth. And those that are born of the truth, hear it and see it for what it is. And those that are not, cannot. So those that are born of the Spirit of God, remember, they only can do those things that which they see and those things that which they hear. They can't go outside of bounds because if they do, they're going to get in trouble. But you see a lot of carnality seep into the church and they begin to act and mock Scriptures, taking on a Christ that is not Him at all. So if we're following the Christ, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, that strong is the confidence of those that fear the Lord in departing from iniquity. I'm at Proverbs 28 in thought. And I'm also over on Proverbs 16:6. I'm also over on chapter 8. Read the whole of it. That he leads in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Okay? And also keep in mind that is his throne. Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9:24. These are just popping up right now, friends, as I'm kicking them out here for you concerning Scripture. But keep in mind, if we have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, he is a lion. Okay, he will, through the Holy Ghost, raise us up to look just like him, that we awake in his image. Also keep in mind, in Proverbs 28, not only as strong as the confidence, but they are also bold as lions.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.